Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4. Verse number 4. The Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have done, have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, but that now, at the last, your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on the power of positive thinking. The power of positive thinking. The key to peace is focusing our thoughts on positive things. That's what Paul tells us here. He tells here in verses 8 through 9, he says, the whole object of peace, how to find peace, how to have peace, is to focus on positive things. Now, there's nothing in the world that's more positive than the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's that positive focus. Amen. And so how do we do that? We focus on the things we've heard from Paul. That's what he tells us to do. He said, and it's the things that's concerning the purpose, the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, so we focus on those things that we know, and we apply those things to our mind and to our hearts. And God begins to use those to help us, praise God, to be empowered through positive thinking. To think positive, praise God, because we know God's in charge and God's in control, praise God, ain't he? He said that he's never going to relinquish any of his power. And everything is held together. Everything consists by the power and the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. He holds everything together. Hey, whether you want to admit it, he even holds you together sometimes. Amen. He holds us together. If it wasn't for him, a lot of times we'd just fall apart. Amen. Can I get a witness? But I'm glad the Lord's there to hold us together, praise God. We consist because of the power of Christ in us to make that difference. So the power of Christ. So the peace of God, that peace that passes understanding, praise God, it's precious and it's protective. It's there to help me and you. We see that as he says that we're supposed to rejoice in the Lord every now and then. That's not what it says, but that's the way we act, and that's the way we react. We rejoice in the Lord when it's convenient, or when we feel a certain way, we rejoice in the Lord. But he said rejoice in the Lord always. That's continuously. Amen? We're to be rejoicing and praising the Lord. He said, and again I say, rejoice. So the Lord's telling us here to rejoice. To rejoice in the Lord, praise God. So the Christian should be a joyous, and when we should be not only rejoicing, but we should be even tempered. He said, let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is ahead. So he said we should be rejoicing, and we should be moderate in our lives. The way we act and the way we react. Amen? A lot of times we don't think about that. But I guarantee you, these people watching our lives, and they see you, and if we call ourselves Christians, if we say we're Christians, then we ought to be Christ-like. Amen? That's what Christianity is, by the way. It's not just something that we say because it looks good on a card or a paper. But we ought to be a Christian because we're doing our best to be like Christ. So he said we practice that joyfulness in the Lord, rejoicing in Him. We practice that even temperament, praise God, that comes from the Lord. Amen. And so instead of being anxious like a lot of people, he said that we should be at peace with the Lord. That's what he tells us. He said, let your meditation be known to all men. Lord is at hand. Okay? So he said, that's where we're at. We're moderate. We've got a gentleness about us because of we know the Lord and we know that, praise God, He's at hand. In other words, hey, I'm not talking about He could come at any minute. He could. But I'm talking about He's at hand. He's there watching us. He sees us as we are. Amen? And He's constantly, Brother Jeff, trying to help us. He's trying to motivate us and mold us into the likeness of our Savior. Amen. To be more moderate, praise God. To be more gentle in our living, praise God. He said to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So Paul says us here, praise God, that we shouldn't be anxious, praise God, but we all should be living in peace through Christ. The peace of the gospel gives us. Amen. Where does peace come from? Paul says that peace comes from prayer. Amen? Said peace comes from prayer. He said it even exceeds understanding. It causes to excel in the knowledge of God Almighty. Praise God. It exceeds all understanding. Paul would tell us here, and he gives us a couple rules for all those that seek peace. Amen? All of those that seek peace, that seek the peace of God, because he said, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So Paul gives us two rules here that we can follow. For all those who seek peace, amen, the rules that we have, he gives us, for those that us that would seek peace. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. Amen. Not the troublemakers. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. Praise God. Amen. Because they're the ones that's going to receive the inheritance. Bless His name. Hey, what does that mean? It means you don't worry about anything. Amen. Careful. Be careful. That word careful, it means to pull in different directions. Amen. He said, be careful for nothing. He said, in other words, don't get caught up and get pulled in all different directions to the point you feel like you're going to be pulled apart. He says, don't go there. He said, we got to put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Because he said, that's what God requires of us. He said, not to worry and fret about anything. Amen. But to be careful, praise God, to be considering the things that's going on in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Talking about like reasonable concern, that's a good thing. But not be caught to the point of panic. You know, where we're at our wits' end and we don't know what to do. We're tore up. We're tore out of frame. And he said we shouldn't be like that if we've got our hope and trust in the Lord. He said they ought to be at that peace that passes understanding ought to be in our lives if we're putting our faith and trust in the Lord. I was reading over in Psalms the other day, and I run across a Psalm of David, Psalm 55. And David was kind of out of sorts because David was talking about a time when he had a whole lot of enemies and a whole lot of iniquity around him. Let me just show you that. Let me just turn over there. Psalms 55. Psalms 55, he said, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. So David's crying out for help. He needs some help, and he knows where to get it. You know, that's the thing about being a child of God. If we realize that we need help, and we know where to get it, we're already a winner. Amen? But there's a whole lot of it. If you read through this, I won't take time to read through it, but there's a whole lot of enemies, and there's a whole lot of iniquity. And David said it's at every hand. He said, everywhere I turn, there's an enemy. He's a reproach to me. Amen? But he says this, and he said in verse number 18, he said, he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. But the thing was, there's many with him, but there wasn't many that was on his side. In the day and hour, we got a whole lot of people that say they're with us, but there's not a whole lot of them, a lot of folks that's on our side. Amen? You know that because if you get in a bind, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen? Not nowhere to help you. Amen? But Paul said, but David would say this in verse 22. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen? He said, no matter how the adversaries are, no matter how many enemies you got, no matter how tough things get, he said, just keep your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep a looking to God. Amen. Keep your faith rooted and grounded in the Lord. Praise God. He said, no matter how many's about you. Peter would say the same thing. Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7, he said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting that means to continually keep casting it. Not casting a net. He said, just keep casting it out there, hoping for a result. Amen? He said, casting all your care, that's your anxiety. That's the anxiety to have, the frustration to have. What do we do with it? He said, cast it on him. Why? Because he cares for you. Amen? He said, casting all your care upon him, the Lord, because he careth for you. Now that careth for you means that there's a godly, well, glory. That's shouting weather right there. He said, God has a godly concern for you. Amen? No matter what you're up against, what you're going through, no matter how tough situations are, he said, God is concerned about you. So Peter said, we need to keep continually casting our cares, our anxieties, our frustrations, our supplications before the Lord, because the Lord cares for you. Amen. The Lord, hey, listen, contrary to what the devil would think and have you to believe, Jesus cares for you. Amen. He's concerned about you. Amen. Everything that we go through, every adversity that we have, he said, God cares about you. So we see that peace of God that he offers us, praise God, and that it comes through prayer. Amen. Praise God. And it exceeds all of our understanding. It goes beyond our understanding to believe that God loves us and cares for us that much. And he says, not only should peace of God, it comes through prayer, but he said, we're supposed to pray about everything. Amen. Pray about everything. Look what he says in verse 6. He said, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. Amen? He said, we're supposed to pray about everything. How often do you pray about things? We get caught up in the day and we bop right through it. And a lot of times we'll go to maybe a day or God help us, or two or three days or a week and never touch the throne room of God. Never go to the throne room of grace. God help us. No wonder we're weak Christians. Amen? He said to pray, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. He said we ought to be praying about everything. Lifting it up to the Lord, praise God. Asking Him to help us, praise God. Amen? He said we should be praying. Prayers that are definite. Prayers that are devotional. Prayers, praise God, that we're approaching the throne room of grace with. Not just mumbling something out of her head, amen, and praise God, it don't even get out of this space here. But we ought to be talking to God, praying, praise God, a definite prayer, a prayer of devotion, devotional prayer, asking God to help us and to meet our need, amen, the things that we need, praise God, the things we the things that we should not be worrying about. What do we do about the things we're, praise God, instead of worrying about them? We pray and ask God to have care of them. But there's two things we do. We pray and ask God to help us. There's some things that we shouldn't worry about. We should pray and ask God to help us. And the things that we can change, amen, the things that we can change, we change them, praise God. And the answer to that is we change them by our sweat. That's the answer. We just go out, praise God, and we get busy. Amen. Perspiration. Putting sweat out there, praise God. Just trusting in the Lord, amen, because we know what He's able to do. That's the answer, praise God. Some things, praise God, that we just shouldn't worry about. We just should put the effort and the sweat into it, praise God, to be able to make those changes. Amen? But there's some things that we just can't change. Amen? That's what Paul's telling us here. He said there's some things that we just can't change. I mean, you can't change. We can't make a difference in. So he said in those things, he said that's why we should be constantly praying and bringing our supplications before the Lord. Praying without ceasing. Because there's some things that we can't change. Amen? And but both the things that we can't change, we just got to carry them to the Lord and keep carrying them to the Lord, praise God, until God Almighty makes the difference. Amen? Because there's some things that we can't change. Now, I know what we think we can, but there's some things that we're just not able to. But the things that we are able to, praise God, let's just put feet on them. Let's put a little effort into it, praise, and make some things happen. Make some changes. That's just like folks out there that's not in church and they're not getting the gospel, praise God. What do you do about it? So, preacher, I just pray for them, pray for them. Praise God, get in your car and go visit them. Amen. Tell them to come, say, Lord, put you on my heart. I want to just come tell you about Jesus. Tell you I love you. Amen. Do you need anything? Amen. Praise God. Just putting a perspiration out there. Glory to God. I never have been able to say that word. Amen. I used to not do it. I used to not sweat. Now I sweat like a hog. Amen. Praise God. But hey, putting forth that effort. But if you can't, praise God, if they say sometimes that you just can't get the job done, that's, you just got to go to the Lord. We just got to ask God to give us that help from the throne of grace that only He can give. Amen. That's where the peace of God comes from. That's that power, praise God, of positive thinking. Putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that what we can't do, He's able to. Amen. Praise God. He makes that difference. The peace of God. Amen. He said, substitute prayer for care. Amen. Amen. He said, being careful for nothing. He said, praise God, sometimes we got to just take and put prayer, praise God, where the care don't work. Ask God to give us that help. And He'll begin to bless us and He'll begin to help us. He'll give us that direction, praise God, and the direction that we need to go. Amen. That peace of God, it comes from the Lord. Praise God. It's a substitute prayer for caring. Amen. What does that do? Paul said it guards your heart. Amen. Yeah, verse 7, he said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So Paul says what it does, he said, that peace of God, it guards your heart, praise God, and protects you from doing from having those wrong feelings. Amen. It protects you from having those wrong feelings. Amen. Praise God. You've got to start getting ill at people, start acting out, and God will convict your heart of it. Amen. If He don't, then there's something wrong. There's a connection missing. Amen. There's a short circuit. And it's not on God's end. Praise God. But He said, that's what we got. He said, it guards your heart. Praise God. It protects you from those wrong feelings. Not only does it guard your heart, but He said it guards your mind. Praise God. And it protects you from wrong thinking. Hello? Come on. That it protects your heart, it guards your heart, and it protects you from wrong thinking. The old devil runs crazy thoughts through your head. You say, preacher, how do you know what the devil's doing in my head? Because he does it in mine too. Amen. He'll run crazy things through your head. Praise God. But if our heart's right and our head will be right, praise God, we won't entertain the wrong feelings and we won't entertain the wrong thinking. Amen. God will redirect us. Praise God. He'll focus us on the direction that we need to go. So we'll even know how to pray as we ought. Amen. Sometimes I think we forget how we ought to pray. We get sidetracked. Amen. Praise God. But contrary to popular saying, you know, we say it, that prayer changes things. Prayer doesn't always change things. Amen. We say that sometimes we pray and pray and it doesn't change things. But let me just tell you something. Sincere prayer. Now listen to me. Get this. If you don't get nothing else. Sincere prayer. When we sincerely pray and talk to God, it may not change things, but it'll definitely change us. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road. We can pray, praise God, and prayer does change things. I mean, God hears and answers prayer. The Bible says it does. Amen. But it doesn't necessarily mean that He's going to that our prayers is going to get things changed every time, and it's definitely not going to get things changed to what we think everything ought to be. Amen. It'll get things changed according to what God's plan is and His purpose is. But a sincere prayer, prayed in sincerity to the Lord, praise God, it'll change me and you. It'll change us from the inside out when we begin to talk God. It'll always change us. Amen? I said it will always change us. Sincere prayer will always change us. God will use it, praise God. God will touch it. God will help it. God will help us through our own supplications, through our own prayer. That's why Paul said here that we're supposed to rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. And then he said, and be careful for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He said we should continuously lifting up our requests to the Lord because He wants to help us. God wants to help us continually, not just every now and then. I believe that's a lie of the devil. The devil says, well, God will help. Maybe God will help you tomorrow. He's not going to help you today. God wants to help you every minute. He wants to help you, praise God, from the time you get up to you pillow your head. He wants to help you at night while you're sleeping. He wants to give you that rest. Amen. That you need to get up and feel good. Amen. That we messed up when we messed up in the garden. We don't have that like it's supposed to be. We're supposed to go to bed, pill our head, wake up next morning brand new. Amen. Glory to God. Like these little old young'uns. I mean, they get out of bed as soon as they shake that sleep out of their face, buddy. They're wide open. Amen. Them little old granddaughters I got, they come out of there just they ready to go for it. Amen. Papa, can we? I said, wait a minute, if Papa gets him a cup of coffee, amen, praise God. But he said we should be, through sincere prayer, praise God, seeking the Lord, praise God, always realizing that it's going to change us, amen. What he said, I'm talking about the power of positive thinking, amen. When we believe God, what God says, and we take Him at His Word, amen, that makes the difference. Power of positive thinking. Amen. Paul said here that to contend and be strong in feast or famine. He said, no matter where I'm in feast or famine, he said, wherewith to begin, not that I speak in respect to want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, wherewith to be content. He said, hey, if I ain't got nothing, he said, glory to God. And he said, if I've got everything I need, he said, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. He said, content and strong in feast or famine. Praise God. Paul was content in any circumstance. That's what he's telling us. To be content in any circumstance. Man, no matter what circumstance throws at you, just be content. Because we know that, praise God, we've got the Lord and He's promised to be there with us and He'll bring us through. And one day, all this too will pass. Amen. Everything that we face in this old world which we live in, praise God, one day will be history. Amen. And if we do it right, Brother Bobby, if we do it right, our children, our grandchildren one day, they say, boy, you ought to have seen how Papa took care of that. Yeah. I mean, how he stayed the course, how they stayed the course, how my mom, praise God, she just kept praying and talking to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God, till Jesus came and took her home. Amen. Give them something, praise God, to build on. That the being content and strong in circumstances, praise God. You know, Christians are two different things. They're either like thermometers or thermostats. Amen. Christians are like thermometers or thermostats. A Christian that's like a thermometer, a thermometer Christian. They're satisfied only in total dependence on circumstances. Amen? Circumstances. Totally dependent on circumstances. If the circumstance is right and everything's right and, boy, they're happy and they're worshiping and they can come in, praise God, and boy, they just feel the Spirit. They can get excited and tore up at the church house. Everything's okay. Amen. They register prevailing spiritual temperature, praise God, in the church house. Now, if they come in on a Sunday morning and the people's not walking on the pews and shouting and screaming, and it's just a good old Holy Ghost filled service where the man of God and the word of God and the God of the Word is just touching hearts and pricking souls and giving direction and giving focus, praise God, their temperature's running low. Come on, stay with me. Amen. Next Sunday they won't show up. The temperature wasn't good enough for them. Amen. They're looking to run hot. At prevailing spiritual temperature, praise God. That would encourage them. Just wasn't there. But what about that word? Well, I tell you what, they'd have never made it being sitting under the old prophets. But Jeff, hey, most of the churches today would never want to sit under the old prophets. Because, pray God, when Israel and the people of the land wasn't doing right, when they was forsaking God, when they was going their own pernicious way, when they was living in iniquity, them old preachers, them old prophets would stand up and they say, thus saith the word of God, what you're doing is sin. Amen. The spiritual thermometer, praise God, didn't run up too high that day. But praise God, people got right with God. They got things under the blood, praise the Lord. And the next Sunday, they can come in and worship. The next time down to the house of the synagogue, they can stand up and worship and praise God. Amen. But our spiritual thermometer today, it dictates how we worship. It dictates how we think. Amen. But now a thermostat Christian, amen, they're satisfied. Totally independent of circumstances. It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter what's going on, praise God. They've done focused on God. They done believe what God says. They're there to get a little something from heaven, praise God. They're not there for the show. They're not there for the theatrics. They're there to see God high and lifted up. They're there to get encouragement from the Lord and grow spiritually. Amen. Praise God, they're there to see what they can get. Not affected by circumstances whatsoever. Amen. They see them. But you know what a thermostat Christian is there to do? Praise God, they're there to help improve the circumstances. Amen. When the circumstances aren't favorable, praise God, a thermostat, or a Christian will adjust the thermostat. Praise God. So that the circumstances will be a little better. So that the Word of God will be a little clearer, be a little plainer. Amen. Why? Because that power of positive thinking. They come to the house of God and say, you know what? God's going to bless us today. Boy, I'm going to go, glory, hallelujah. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my cup full. Praise God. Hey, I already feel something down in my soul. I'm going to go in today and I'm going to just get full of God. I'm going to get full. I'm going to take, I want everything God's got for me. I'm not being selfish, but I want it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thermostat Christian. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, the temperature ain't just about, isn't exactly, circumstance ain't exactly what I want, so I'm just going to adjust it a little. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thought about this week. It's been hot. Amen. Had my thermostat at the house set on 73. Now, I don't think the heat pump ever cut off. It's so hot. 93 degrees in the shade on the porch. Amen. Praise God. Make you tempted to want to adjust that thermostat just a little bit. Praise God. But I didn't. Praise God. I just said, Lord, you got to help us. We need your help. We need your confidence. Praise God. That power of positive thinking. I said, you know what? It's going to be okay. What I could do, I'd go outside just a few minutes out there where it's 92, 93 degrees. Stay out there about 5 minutes, go back in that house. That 73 felt real nice. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we get accustomed, praise God. Amen. We start being like a thermometer, caught up into circumstances, when we ought to be like a thermostat. Praise God, just adjusting things around us, praise God, and changing and helping the circumstances to make them better for everybody around us. Amen. What you say, Pastor, how could we do that by just having a smile on your face? Amen. It's never wrong to smile. It's never wrong to have a good attitude. Amen? Praise God. Do you hear me right? I said it's never wrong. I didn't say it's wrong to have a good attitude. It's never wrong to have a good attitude. Praise God. The power, praise God, of positive thinking. No matter, hey, listen, it may get ugly in this world, praise God. Our circumstances may not be exactly what we'd like them to be, but glory be to God, this is all temporary. Just like this heat wave we're going through. It's temporary. Before long, Brother Junior, we'll be a sticking wood in the stove, trying to warm it up, because it's cold outside. Amen. I'm not going to be wishing for the heat back. I just don't like heat. You may like it. Praise God, I don't like heat. I don't like hot weather. Praise God, but I'm telling you one day, we just need to be satisfied. Be content, Paul said, just content. Wherever I'm at, whatever I'm in, praise God, whatsoever state I'm in. So I'm just going to be content. How could he do that? By the power of positive thinking. He said that's what he's telling us here. He says by the power of positive thinking. That's what he tells us in verse 8, verse 9. Amen? Just to think positive. Think on those good things. And God, it'll make a difference in your life and a difference in your heart. Praise God. When we begin to meditate and think on the good things of God. Hey, the Bible says it's going to be better farther on. Amen? Hey, it's pretty good now sometimes. I like, praise God, when the Lord shows up and He just blesses on purpose because He can. That's pretty good. But He said, praise God, one day there's going to be a day when it'll be all blessings. All the curse will be gone. All the hard things will be gone. And we'll be in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Taken away from all this old circumstances of the world. But praise God, what we do now is we just by the power of positive thinking. Say, Lord is going to help us. Paul said, just tell me the things that you've learned of me, the things that I've tried to express to you, the things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, verse number 9, do. And listen to what he says in closing. He said, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen? He said, just keep thinking positive and praising the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen?